Al-Qaeda. All four soldiers were highly trained for their special ops assignment, which meant that they understood a great deal about local agriculture and husbandry, trade, food storage, and other issues on which the survival and prosperity of the village depended. They had arrived with rudimentary skills in the pertinent languages, but now they were reasonably fluent in the language of the village. The village girls were beginning to find occasions to walk near whatever project the American soldiers were working on, but the soldiers ignored them, and by now the parents of these girls knew they were safe enough, though that didn't stop them from rebuking the girls for their immodesty with men who were, after all, unbelievers and foreigners and dangerous men. For these American soldiers had also been trained to kill, silently or noisily, close at hand or from a distance, individually or in groups, with weapons or without. They had killed no one in front of these villagers, and in fact they had killed no one ever anywhere. Yet there was something about them, their alertness, the way they moved, that gave warning the way a tiger gives warning simply by the fluidity of its movement and the alertness of its eyes. There came a day that one of the villagers, a young man who had been away for a week, came home, and within a few minutes had told his news to the